Welcome to another episode of I Just Don't Have Time For with Andrew and Lindsay. Today we are going to be recapping
Ready, Set, Love, which is a Thai drama that you can watch on Netflix. And this first half of the episode, we'll be talking about the basic synopsis of the show, characters to know, and then we'll be breaking down episode one for you.
Yeah, so let's just hop right into it.
Okay, so basic premise of the show is that there was a pandemic in 1974 that led to a decrease in male babies being born. So it was like less than 1% of the population being born were males. So at this point, there's only 314 males in the entire world.
Much less than 1%.
Yeah. They blame it on like abnormal hormone activity, and they basically have all the males living at the farm, which is this kind of like
commune compound
yeah. Where they're like, we're to keep them safe and like in a great environment, but really it's like they're kind of just breeding them like cows, like mm-hmm. on a farm in a way, because like obviously those 314 men, they have to like
give sperm.
Yeah, they have to like be sperm donors essentially to try to create more men, because how else are you going to keep the population going? So that's basically it. And they do this reality show every 4 years to find wives for the males that are of proper age to have wives. So the reality show is titled Ready, Set, Love. And this year they have five contestants, basically between the ages of like 22 and 27. And the contestants on the show are named Max, Jen, Paper, Almond, and Sun. And they are basically treated like the same as like a big like Korean pop group. Like it's very like BTS-esque, where it's like they're on milk cartons and cereal boxes and there's cardboard cutouts at the convenience stores. Like they're made to be like idols. And the girls are like all crazy for them because obviously they still have hormones. So when like teenage girls see boys and there's so few of them, like they're just going to be crazy about the few options they have.
Right. And the only way to get elected to be on the like go and have a shot is basically to be entered into like a lotto, from what I understand.
Okay. So the majority of the contestants are chosen because they're part of the family already, which means that they already have like a male in their family.
Right.
Or they're very rich, because anyone who's super rich basically can just be on the show. And this year is the first year that they're doing five lottery contestants that are just completely random. Like you can buy the cereal boxes and scan a code mm-hmm. and join the lottery. So this is the first year they're doing this on the show. And let's talk about some characters that you should know going into this. Number one, we have Day, and she's the protagonist. She's quirky. She's not really into the whole like idol thing or the reality show thing. She's like,
she kind of thinks it's dumb and it's not really attached to real life.
Which I mean, to be fair,
it's not.
But she has this younger sister named May who is super into it. She's like obsessed with the boys, and her sister is currently like sick with cancer and is in and out of the hospital. So Day's basically like, well, I will basically do anything for my sister because their parents aren't around. So it's like basically her raising her sister.
Yeah.
And taking care of her. So next up, characters to know, obviously the men that they're going for, which are Max, Jen, Paper, Almond, and Sun. The most important of which is Sun, which he'll be like the most reoccurring of those main guys. Next up, we have Chanel, who's like a rich girl, and her family set her up to marry Sun.
Yeah.
Because basically, you learn very, very, very early on in the show that basically, if you have a lot of money, you can kind of just predetermine who your child is going to end up with.
And it almost seems like a way to keep the money in the family as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just basically giving power to your own. It's nepotism at its finest.
Oh, yes, for sure. Next up, we have Bovey, and Bovey is Chanel's like closest minion. She has a group of basically like mean girl like plastics almost, which they call the organics because they all come from the family because they all have fathers.
They live on the farm, I guess, in nice houses.
So Bovey is her like closest little minion. Next up, we have Valentine, and Valentine is Day's best friend, and she recently got a job on the show Ready, Set, Love, and she's like an intern assistant type situation.
She's kind of like punky.
Yeah, she has a cool nose ring. Yeah. I feel like she has the coolest style of like any of the girls on the show. And then last up, we have Jenny, and she's the show producer who will like have a really nice story arc throughout this whole thing.
I guess she's kind of like an antagonist, but she has a redemption.
I feel like she starts as the antagonist like the first episode and you're like, ooh, don't like her. But even by episode two, you're kind of like, oh, maybe there's a human like soul in there somewhere.
Yeah, she basically comes off at the beginning very much like corporate goon.
Like
ratings. Darth Vader.
Anything for ratings.
Yeah, it's like Darth Vader. And then as the story plot goes on, you will grow to appreciate some aspect of her.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick second to talk about this week's sponsor, and we'll be back to break down episode one. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I love that they're chef-prepared meals, and they literally take only 2 minutes from the time you pop them in the microwave to the time that you can serve them on the table. There's no mess, easy peasy, super quick. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, you can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Like I said, there's no fuss, no mess. You just simply heat and savor the good stuff. And it's tailored to your schedule, so you can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/IJDHTF50 and use code IJDHTF50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code IJDHTF50 at factormeals.com/IJDHTF50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Episode one kicks off with that little explanation about the men and how few of them there are. And then we see Day working at a convenience store. And this girl comes in and she's asking to keep the cardboard cut out of Sun, one of the guys. And there's like this banter between the two. And then you're like, oh, this is annoying little girl with like an oxygen like tubing in. And wow, she's being really rude for being a convenience store person. And then she's like, no, you can't have the cutout, blah, blah, blah. The scene ends, and then you see the same girl screeching because she got the cardboard cut out, and you find out the girl is actually her sister.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
Makes a lot more sense.
Now I understand why she was talking that way.
They made her seem like a random girl off the street for a minute there.
So it's cute. You find out that her sister is like obsessed with all the boys and knows all the random facts, has all the magazines, all the products. She's just super into them, and Sun is her favorite. So May, the sister, is trying to convince Day to join that lottery to be on the reality show. And she's like, no, I'm not interested. I need to be here with you. Like, and I'm not interested in the guys at all anyway. I think it's a bunch of BS, basically. And the sister secretly enters her a bunch of times.
And so Day meets up with her best friend, Valentine, because Valentine's got good news. She actually got a job at the lottery selection,
the show.
So as they're like getting their food and whatnot, they're announcing the winners on the big screen. And it's kind of like a cool like truck crawl. Mm-hmm. So they're outside, but they have like a gigantic screen. Kind of like New York, except for not as crowded.
And yeah, except Thailand.
Yeah, except for Thailand.
Yeah.
And so they announce that
Day
won the lottery.
And they have like a photo of her on there and stuff. And I'm like, where did they get this photo? I'm assuming the sister would have submitted the photo maybe.
I think that's probably what happened.
But it's funny. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
Me? Like, what?
So her friend gets the job and then she wins the lotto. And so it's like this interesting dynamic that's happening there.
Yeah. So on the first day of filming, all the girls are coming in. They give them sashes that have like contestant one, contestant two, kind of like Squid Game outfits a little bit. A
little bit.
They're just like sashes.
Definitely feels like they took a lot of inspiration.
Yeah. It's like The Bachelor meets Squid Game.
Except for without death.
Yeah. So the first day of filming, Day is like piling food up on her plate. No one else is eating.
Yeah.
And she's just like shoving food in her mouth.
She's not really taking it seriously. She's like, does not even think. I think she, in the back of her head, thinks it's kind of all just a scam anyway. Yeah.
And then Chanel walks in with her little posse of the organic gang. And you find out that she was raised with the family because she's a father and all the lottery girls are kind of like ganging up together. And they're like, let's make a deal. Like, let's all watch out for each other. And all that. The gentlemen come on stage and introduce themselves. And the sister's watching at home and she's all excited, but she gets woozy and passes out. So then before the first game, Day rushes to the bathroom because she's been eating all the food. And now she has an upset stomach. So she's running to the bathroom and she sees urinals in the bathroom and she has no clue what they are because she has not been raised around men.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but... Because, you know, like in real life, she probably has seen a urinal. So, that's a tough scene because you're like, it's clearly a urinal, you know?
Yeah. So then while she's on the toilet, May asks her to get autographs from the boys. And when she comes out of the bathroom stall, Sun is using the urinal and she's like, ah.
Yeah.
That's what the thing on the wall is. So then she runs up to him and says, oh, can I have your autograph? And he accuses her of stalking, which, I mean, she's standing there gaping at him while he's peeing and then asks for his autograph. So.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess they have different practices. Like, usually the female doesn't go into the male bathroom.
Well, it was just one bathroom because they're not used to having separate bathrooms. So while she's still in the bathroom, she gets a phone call and she thinks it's her sister and she answers the phone and she's like, oh my gosh, he got me in so much trouble. Like, he thinks I'm creepy. And they're like, this isn't your sister. This is some other person on the line. Your sister got rushed to the hospital because, like, obviously she's sick. So Day goes and tells Jenny, the producer, that she wants to leave. And Jenny tells her that it's best if she stays because she's like, oh, well, you know, if you win the show, your sister will get the best medical care and, you know, money won't be an issue.
Which is very manipulative and kind of puts the, Jenny in a bad light. But at the same time, that's kind of like the best thing for Day.
Yeah. So then you're like, okay, well, that is the truth. Like, you do want her sister to get the best care, and that is a way to get it when you don't have a lot of money.
But it's also not really realistic because...
Well, then you see Jenny telling the assistants when she's walking away, she's like, oh, this is great. The audience needs someone to root for, and, you know, her sob story is going to be great for ratings, but it's already predetermined who everyone's going to end up with.
Exactly.
So, basically, they're stringing her along for ratings knowing she's not going to end up with any of the guys in the end, and she's not going to win.
Not going to get her health care.
Yeah. So Day then chats with her bestie because she's there because she works there. And after they chat, Day's like, you know what? I'm going to stay because I need to make sure that May has like the best care possible. So then it moves on to the very first game, which they need to answer questions about the guys. And they have to run to different dots that have the guys' names on them in a certain length of time. If they're not in the right circle when the buzzer goes off, they're cut from the show completely.
Which, seeing Day and knowing how little she actually cares about the show, like she hasn't watched or anything, you're kind of like, oh man, this is not a real great exercise for her.
Yeah.
But it turns out she actually has a really good photographic memory.
Well, she's really good at like racking her brain and thinking about like, okay, like May used to talk about them all the time, and she could kind of piece together like, oh, I remember we were outside and we were doing this and the fireworks were going off and this was mentioned. And then she's kind of able to piece together what the answers to the questions are.
She can like very easily go back in her memory, which is cool.
Yeah. So even though she doesn't know anything about them, she's still doing really well. But in the final round, she does miss getting to the circle in time. She like throws her body at it and her fingertips just barely miss the outside of the circle.
It's very dramatic.
Yes.
And also, the girls like push each other out of the circles.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like kind of obnoxious.
So she misses it in that last round, but the production kind of meddles and they let her stay in the competition. They're like, oh, anyone cut during the very last round gets to move on to this special sudden death round. So that leads us to like the second game, which is very Love is Blind inspired, where they're in pods and they can't like see each other or anything. But the guys basically are choosing random pods, talking to the girls, and then they get to choose if they want to save them or not. So this is the first time we see Almond, and he's walking pod to pod and he's like, oh, like I want to find the lottery girls pod.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's interesting. But he doesn't find her pod. He ends up in a different pod.
It's kind of weird that they don't like let them see who's in each pod.
Especially if they're supposed to be saving people. Like what if their person gets cut because they just didn't get to talk to him?
It's strange.
But you know, it's reality TV. So
I think it's manipulated. Kind of, that's the point is like they want you to be like, oh yeah, it's not even really about finding the right person.
Yeah. So Sun does end up chatting with Day, and she apologizes for the urinal debacle, and he decides he's not going to save her because he's like, you're a crazy stalker. But as they're leaving the pods, he sees that she's wearing a necklace, and all of a sudden he's looking at her like he's like madly in love with her, and he goes up to her and he like does this dance and is like, I save you. And she's like, why are you saving me? And he's like, or she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, saving your ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Like,
I guess they all have to do the dance, I guess, to save. Another strange thing is that I wouldn't say he was like madly in love with her, but he saw the necklace and then all of a sudden felt a certain way.
But it was like the look on his face just completely changed from being like annoyed to being like a look of like almost admiration. And you're like, what?
Because he was kind of like not really being kosher. Like he was kind of being a meanie.
A dick. Yeah. So then we end this episode where they show a flashback to a little boy that's kind of like hiding. And that's where this episode ends. So you're like, who is this boy? Why are they hiding? What's going on? And that's what we're going to find out over the next few episodes.
Flashback.
Yes. So we'll also find out, you know, why Sun's demeanor completely changed when he saw that necklace. So stay tuned for next week for episodes 2 and 3 on IJDHTF.